Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with a catch-up.
It's not unusual to head to the casino with a mate, but turns out do not let them press your pokey. We'll tell you why.
Tim Friedman, speaking of blowing up the pokies, is heading back to town with the Whitlams. He joined us, plus our man Justin Hamilton, who does our TV and movie reviews, ripped into the train wreck that is The Biggest Loser, transformed.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Our very special guest today is someone I've unabashedly fawned over for many years. I've been a fan ever since I heard all his friends are screw-ups, but awfully fun to have around. 1997's Eternal Nightcap is one of the best albums from beginning to end you will ever hear, so it's always an honour and a pleasure to say hello again to Tim Friedman from the Whitlams.
Blushing all the way from the beginning, Lisa.
Really? Tim, I've clearly just given my age away, and now we're talking the Whitlams' 25th anniversary tour. I've seen a few numbers in writing in the last few weeks that have scared the producer. And it had a five in it. Tell us about the 20, you know, how does this feel?
Yeah, you're right. It's a frightening figure. I don't think it's gone quickly at all.
Well, that's good.
We've had a lot of fun. We worked hard and we're very thankful that we could still run around and do it.
Why would you say that it doesn't feel like it's gone quickly? Is it because there's been enough to sort of keep you guys busy, or there's been like a nice spaced out heap of events that have kind of gone, oh, okay, we're up here, we're winning the ARIA Awards, or, you know, we're releasing a new album in a few years' time and that sort of stuff?
Oh, show business is always a battle, really. You're trying not to become the one-hit wonder, and then you're trying not to become the two-hit wonder. We worked hard and enjoyed ourselves. I feel like we've fitted a lot in, even though we've taken our foot off the pedal a little bit the last few years.
Well, it's lucky, Tim, that you've never been one to put too much pressure on yourself for excellence or anything, you know, like the young ones today. You know, speaking about the music that's around today, I reckon the last time we spoke to you, probably people like Britney Spears and so on were kind of at the top of the game, which was a bit silly. But at the moment, you know, the two girls running the world are Beyonce and Adele. What do you think of the big names around at the moment?
I hear a lot of Adele in my house.
Yes.
My daughter.
Yes.
She even plays it on the piano, so hundreds of times. They're very well-constructed songs to listen to, and Beyonce's albums are very dazzling. So yes. I don't have a problem with the big stars of today in the slightest.
I find it really interesting hearing it from a musician's point of view where you say, like Adele, I think they're really well-constructed songs. Mm. Like if somebody asked me that question, I would go, yeah, I like it. Sounds good. Is that something?
We're not trained musicians.
Exactly. But that's what I mean. Like, do you ever get a chance to just switch off and listen to music just for the sake of enjoying it? Or are you always listening to a song going, well, you know, it could have been better if there was a C sharp there, or if this lyric was changed here, or it could have been better constructed?
Oh, no, I often turn off. That's probably the really great ones. That's what I manage to do. I like listening to some great piano players as well without words. I manage to turn off when I'm listening to jazz and stuff like that. But when someone sells 20 million, I do sometimes just like to work out what the secret is.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
Sing a song about your ex. That usually seems to be the way to go, mate.
Yeah. Have I done that? I think I have.
Yeah, but the beauty is you didn't just do that.
That's
what I love about your albums. The show is the 25th anniversary tour coming to Perth Wednesday the 3rd of May, and just proving that striving for excellence thing, you've booked the concert hall. Still, I think, in my opinion, the best place to hear music in Perth. The acoustics are magnificent.
Especially with your magnificent orchestra, who I love playing with, because it was actually their idea that we start doing these symphony things all the way back in 2004 at King's Park.
We look forward to it. Yeah, as you mentioned, it is the Perth Concert Hall. Tickets are on sale now. It's Wednesday the 3rd of May, and you can get more details in terms of tickets at perthconcerthall.com.au. Just check out the events page and the Whitlams 25th anniversary tour with Wasso. An absolute pleasure having you on the show,
Tim
Friedman. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Lisa.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton, Talkin' Telly.
Hello, Justin. What do I know about reality TV? I thought being able to relate to people a bit more would have been a plus.
Oh, that's crazy talk. Like, coming in here with your highfalutin ideas. Like,
No, we want fat porn.
Excuse me?
Fat porn's what we want, apparently.
Exactly. For anyone tuning in late, yes, that was fat porn. Also the name of my band that played at the Big Day Out in 1997. But look, when you use the word reality, you got to use it in quotation marks, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And look, I've never enjoyed The Biggest Loser. I've found it to be exploitive in the past. You know, I don't like seeing large people get yelled at.
No, it was awful.
Oh, horrible. And so, look, I'll be honest, when I saw Biggest Loser Transformers being advertised, I actually got a bit excited because I thought, oh, my God, has Optimus Prime put on some extra pounds out of his tyres? You know, was Megatron going to get back into shape and be the gun we always knew he was? Was Bumblebee going to get fully fit so he wouldn't be a jaundiced yellow anymore? By the way, they are...
That was for me, wasn't it?
Yeah. Biggest Loser Transformers jokes you'll hear all year.
Thank you.
Definitely.
And I think they might just be for you, Pete.
But I thought being able to relate to someone who wants to lose weight to get into their wedding dress or something would be better television.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, like that, because that makes a lot of sense to me. Or how about someone who says, I've discovered that I might end up with type 2 diabetes. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get you back on track, you know. But now it's like, I don't know, this is like a Michael Bay production. It's so bizarre. It's like
been
the
a
child
big flop.
Of the... Oh, a big what, sorry?
a big flop.
Yes. And this is like the bastard child of The Biggest Loser and Survivor, because you have two teams.
Yes.
You have the nice coloured slimming blue team and the unfortunate for TV coloured orange team who have to compete against one another. And if someone doesn't pull their weight, pun intended, they're voted out. Right? Like, what are you doing? Like, if they're not pulling their weight and you vote them out, they're still fat.
The only thing that would have been funnier was if they'd, you know, tribal council had voted and they ate them.
Right. Oh, my God. Biggest Loser, Amazon. Like, that is just amazing. Wow. Quickly trademark that. Channel 10 will be all over
quick.
It.
Yeah, quick.
Far out. It really puts a different spin on binge eating, doesn't it?
It's
goodness
fingers.
Gracious. Oh, God. By the way, I don't know about you, but anytime I watch one of these shows, all I want to do is eat cake.
Oh, me too. Yes,
why is that?
I don't know.
If any psychologist can ring in and tell us.
I think it's because you look at them and you feel so.
They deserve it.
You feel so good about yourself in comparison. That you just go, well, you know what, I deserve it.
That's what it's all about, reality
TV. You know
TV.
What they should combine? They should combine Survivor and MasterChef. Make people work out through an obstacle course and then they get to make
after
a delicious
lunch.
Pasta.
Yes.
That would be fantastic.
Perfect.
Yes. So this show was made up of two halves in which in the first half, teams have to compete by doing things like wrestling a log out of the ground. And sorry, was that too exciting? And then the second half was everyone sitting around and voting one of the contestants out. And if you think that sounds dull, well, it's worse than that. And as he said, like, isn't this show meant to inspire people to be healthier? Like, I don't want to watch large people who need help have to perform for us. I don't know. Like, give them real incentive. Like, Hugh Jackman's not going to play Wolverine anymore. Like, if you work out really hard, you get to audition for the next X-Men movie. Like, I would actually be in that. I would be up for that.
But, brilliant. I love that kind of... inspiration.
Yeah. Oh, just on that, just real quick. I heard a whisper that quite possibly he and Deadpool could come back for a movie.
Oh,
is there any truth to that or what?
Well, I've heard rumors about that as well. And
Backstreet Boys are back.
Well, yeah,
it's just on the TV as we speak.
Right at this moment.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where you would love to see it happen, but there's, you know, like I went to the gym with my personal trainer today for 45 minutes and I'm almost on a heart bum machine. So I don't know how he'd feel about getting back into Wolverine fitness.
I was wondering where the connection was with that. Good work.
Yeah. But anyway, that shows you how interesting this TV show is. We started talking about the opportunity of Wolverine and Deadpool to be in a movie together. Mm. And I feel like that sums up Biggest Loser's Transformers perfectly. So... BLT? Oh, I didn't even realise that. You can't call it BLT. That makes me even hungrier. Anyway, Biggest Loser Transformer, Channel 10, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. No thumbs being able to say no to a burger and chips.
BLT, you're salivating when you just set your IQ.
Yes,
it's impossible. You're fighting a losing battle. Oh, how's this for a headline?
How's this for a headline? Man loses Pokies jackpot. Wait for it, because he let his friend push the button.
Don't let anyone push your buttons, people. That's the new mantra of gambler Jan Flato, who lost out on a $130,000 gaming machine jackpot because he let a friend do the honours. He let his friend Marina push the button for good luck.
Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight.
And she was. She was the charm. Up it came. The machine's bells and whistles went off and Flato assumed he was the one with the money because it was his $50 that he'd put into the double top dollar machine and just let Marina, hey, Marina, you know, it's like blow on these, luck be a lady. No, I'm talking about the dice.
Yeah, of course.
I'm talking about dice.
Sure.
And she did. And now she's claiming the winnings.
Now, okay. So right. He was the one in the money, Flato assumed.
Yes.
Wrong, said casino officials, right? Mm. So the casino officials have come out and they've gone, we've reviewed the surveillance footage to confirm which one had the Midas touch, was Navarro. And they went on to say the person who pushes a slot machine button or pulls the arm is the person who wins the jackpot.
Now that seems really, is this at Disneyland, this casino? Mickey Mouse, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Shame on you, Marina, for taking his money. All you did was push the button. He'd probably already bought you six drinks. Oh no, I'm assuming now.
But you know what?
Like, it seems to me the person who puts the money in should get the money back.
I think you're right. Because if you and I are standing in front of a vending machine, if I throw $1.50 in there for a Coke and say, Lise, can you push the button? It's my Coke.
Well, we share. But that's another story. It's your Coke. That's right.
Yeah, it's a very good point. So
it's just crazy. It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy
and like
world.
Like I said, shame on you, Marina.
Shame on you.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete do everything together. And by planning their goodbye together, they'll receive $300 off for the second funeral with a Perslow prepaid funeral.